Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another Hidden Mysteries episode. This is July 6, 2016, and we're coming from the New York area. I'm here with the Reverend Maria DeAndrea, my co-host with the mostest. How are you doing, Maria?
Wonderful. It's so nice out. It's a pleasure for a change, right?
Yes, except for that intensity of energy we've been getting today. It was pretty intense. I could feel it everywhere. But I just want to let people know that Reverend Maria, who is my co-host and always been my co-host for the past couple of years, is an internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, and a European shaman. And she's also a published author of many books and a spiritual life coach, metaphysical practitioner, public speaker, you name it, she does it. And we're going to be really talking about a really fascinating topic for this evening. Before we get started, I just want to give you some contact information in case you would like to speak with Maria after the show. You can get in touch with her at 631-559-1248 or on her website, mariadeandrea.com. And you can also see a lot of our shows on my website, mquestmedia.com. And be sure to watch MQuest TV, which also gives you some video segments of many really fascinating subjects with fascinating people in this same industry. In the meantime, I'm going to just give a little intro. We're going to talk, you know, and give a little opening to the Akashic Records. And then we also have a sweet lady on the line who's waiting to talk to you, Maria. So I just want to, you know, open it up, you know, and then we'll get going, and then you can, you know, the two of you can speak, okay?
Okay.
So just to introduce our topic for this evening, which is a really fascinating topic, you know, the famous psychic Edgar Cayce once described the Akashic Records in one of his readings that upon time and space is written the thoughts, the deeds, the activities of an entity. I always loved the way he spoke whenever he was in trance. It is our thoughts, words, and lives that are forever recorded in an ethereal energy stream called the Akashic Records, and it is there to guide us through our forever evolving spirit. So how do we tap into these records and make use of this information that is there for our learning and development? Like Edgar Cayce, he was like so many psychics like Edgar Cayce, he drew incredible amounts of information from this bank of knowledge that helped heal and assist those who are in need of it. It not only helps us in this life, but taps into the many parallel lives that have made a mark on our present life. So Maria, you know, briefly, what are the Akashic Records all about?
Yeah, I love the word briefly. You know, you and I can do hours and hours and days and weeks on different subjects, but the shortcut version, the Akashic is a Sanskrit meaning or word, and it really means primary substance. So when you think about it, it's the primordial substance that is spirit. So the first stage when you come out of the Akasha, okay, it's basically your spirit. So it registers every tiny little thought connected to us. So the records are made up of actually the ethereal energy force, and deals with the soul-mind construct. So it keeps a record of everything. That's the easiest way to put it. So on planet Earth, of us, this and basically all the universes, the ethereal planes, all the different realms, it keeps records of our attitudes, concepts, thoughts, actions, emotions, mental and physical, and keeps records of basically every incarnation we've ever been through, and some of the ones coming up. So you can actually liken it to a computer database because it really holds everything, and it's really very tiny. So when your spirit gets more developed, the Akashic Records uses that information to help develop for the next incarnation. So it records whether you're in the physical or actually in the eternal body. And it's also called the Book of Life, among other titles. And I always laugh because even though it's a record of all your lives, it actually still keeps record of everything you're doing in between lives on different planes.
Boy, that is, boy, I tell you, you can get away with anything, I tell you. would you say that this might be like the life review that we experience when we transition?
Yes. Yeah, I really think it is, because you're going to look at everything that's ever been in every incarnation, which personally I think is so overwhelming. I can't even imagine it with our physical minds and bodies and souls. But it really does register everything, so that you're going to look at it and see where you need to improve, how you want to do your next lifetime to do better, because basically the whole point is to elevate yourself to a higher plane. You know? Mm-hmm. Also, I look at it as it represents us with the relationships and experiences we need at the present time, because I find that how we deal with it is, of course, free will, but we make daily choices to grow or not to grow, you know, in our souls. So as an example, in a situation, say you have two different people, in the exact same situation, they might have two different responses. Like if somebody got fired, as an example, one person may get really negative and resentful and angry and just dwell on that, and the other person may get a little bit upset but go, you know what, I'm going to move forward, I'm going to get a better job, a new experience. The experience itself was, the situation was the same. So what this does, it records how we deal with things out of free will. But it does bring in the situations we need at the moment. You know, actually, you ever look back at your life and go, oh, my God, I don't know what I was doing with that person as a friend or relationship. But when you really think about it, it fit at the time. It's just that you've outgrown it.
Right, right. So, you know, I want to bring our caller who's on the line, Catherine. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to bring her up.
Ray?
Hi, Catherine. Hello. You're on the line. How you doing? Catherine is from New York, and she has some, you know, a question to ask you about the Akashic Record.
Sure. Hi, how are you today?
Good, thank you. And thank you both ladies for taking my call and for delving into such a fascinating topic.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Yeah. I actually, I'm so into it that I actually even started writing a story about it, you know, a fiction, but, you know.
Wonderful.
With, you know, trying to be as true to, you know, the construct, I guess you could call it, as possible. And I found in my research that, and again, this is a question, but I've heard that the Akashic records are actually placed under the pyramids in Egypt. So I was wondering if you had any feedback on that.
Well, everybody looks at it a little differently. You have to remember that. However, what I have found, because I do out-of-body travel, so there's no other way to explain that one, right?
Yeah.
But this is what I found. What I found is the Akashic records, think of it as if you're looking into the universe, and somewhere in the universe is a tiny, tiny, tiny pinpoint, like the head of a pin, okay? Inside there is everything, absolutely all knowledge, you know, humankind, animals, plants, universe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the way we come across it really is what we can deal with individually. So as an example, you're going to have people that look at it as actually a book that you open. You know, because when they tap into it, that's the only way that they can understand it or that they're comfortable with it, whereas other people will look at it as in a specific place, but it really isn't.
Okay.
It's kind of everywhere and nowhere at the same time. I don't know how else to explain it, but really think of it as an energetic pinpoint that has absolutely everything in it. Okay. How you see it is different. They might have information about it under the pyramids, but it's not a physical situation like a book, okay? So it's not physical where it can be actually placed anywhere. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're traveling, for lack of a better term, you know, on the different realms, you might tap into it in, say, in one situation in your own development where you're seeing it as a book. Some people might tap into it later on when they're more experienced as a hall of records. You know, they've also called it that. But basically, the way you tap into it is wherever you are in your development at the time. But it isn't a physical situation, so it can't actually be buried. Information about it can, But you're not going to find the Akashic in a place.
Right. Yeah, because if you really think about it, the Atlanteans, for instance, did bury a lot of information in various places all over the world about not only their world, but their mysteries, their ancient mysteries. So I'm sure they probably have information about those records probably in those writings.
Oh, I would think so, too, because there's so much information out there on the esoteric level, and it really is passed down through generations. Yeah, so I'm sure they have something about it, but again, it's more information about it. It really can't be contained.
Wow. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. However, we're really hoping that any information we can get from our past, everything is helpful. You know, we're always learning.
Yes.
So anything they might have buried about it would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. Did that answer your question?
Yes. I had a personal, if you're doing a show of personal questions as well, or if not, that's okay. I just thought that was phenomenal in itself.
Oh, sure. Well, do you have one we can do quickly?
Yes. I was wondering if you see my business going well.
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me just, your name's Catherine again, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just want to make sure.
Sure.
You don't want to tell the universe the wrong name.
Right.
Okay. I do feel it's going to go well. I don't feel it's going to go well as you expect, and this is why. Because I always feel, you know, when I do readings, I always look at it as if, you know, what is causing the situation to not do as well as it could. Okay, if you know what that is, you can change it and change the answer to being better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the reason is, first of all, you're not getting enough information about it because there's somebody connected to it where either they're out and out lying to you or they're not giving you the right information to help you move forward. So I would suggest looking into that because what it's doing is you have a situation where you're limited more than you should be. So if you make some changes and make some movement to move forward, if you stay on top of it, that will change the answer to make it better. Okay?
Right.
But you need to start movement, action, making some changes, because if you keep going exactly the way you are, it's not that it won't do well, it's just that it won't do as well as it could.
Right.
But I would check information around you. You're missing something. Okay?
Thank you very much. Yes, that makes total sense. Thank you.
That's okay. Happy to help. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for both answers. Thank you, both ladies. Thank you. Yes. God bless you.
You're welcome.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll put you on mute in case you still want to listen in, okay?
Yes, I do. Please, yes.
Okay. Good night.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so the next question I had about the Akashic Records was, at least something that I know we had discussed when we were, you know, looking into this was that, you know, these records also illustrate one of the key universal laws of cause and effect. So would you like to talk about that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You and I are so bad together.
So what the hell? We're here anyway.
Right. You know, it's like, you know, I always laugh because you and I always look at it as the subjects that we deal with are very serious and they really work. However, you can't absolutely not have a sense of humor when you do this.
Right, exactly.
It's like the more you know, the funnier it gets.
Yeah.
And we can work with everything. So basically, it really just says that for every action, there's a reaction. So the incarnations are really, I feel, made from that law. So it gives you kind of an overview of all the events throughout your life, you know, and then it holds the information until you're ready to move up. And I feel that it helps you to move through your personal evolution because the whole point is to move you up as a group evolution-wise, but it also means individually because some people are a little quicker than society.
Well, some people are ready to move to the next level. Some people are still, you know,
for themselves, you know.
Right.
Everybody's in the right space. However, some people understand it from a different point of view. And I really feel that when you're dealing with the Akashic Records, okay, the whole point is that it's going to help you grow and say, okay, I did this right, So I'm going to continue. People always think that it points out the negative, what to fix. But it also points out the positive, so you continue doing that. It's not biased and saying, oh, I'm just going to tell you what you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It helps
so,
you on both levels.
So how can we tap into it? You know, how could each of us tap into it? Hello? Oops, I think we just had a little bit of a problem. I think Reverend Maria just got dropped out. I'm hoping she'll call back. In the meantime, if anybody has a question that they might want to ask, then maybe I can answer. We're good talking about the Akashic Records this evening. You know, I see it as an energy stream on the ethereal levels that we each can tap into in many different ways. And we were about to talk about the fact that, you know, psychics or sensitives can certainly tune into the vibration, and you can get on a consciousness level to tap into that. Many of us can either do it consciously, you know, as a psychic might do a reading, or many of us might be able to do it perhaps in our dream state, where we're able to, you know, go to many of those levels, those different levels of consciousness, because in our dream state we're able to able to move into or to travel into many of those levels. Hold on one second. I believe she's back on. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was trying to carry on without you until you called back.
Well, apparently the electric company is down my block and they're messing with my phone. We don't have enough energy that we play with on the other realm.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. Here we're always talking about energy, psychic energy, and here it's being sucked out of us on the physical level. It's very interesting.
It's really funny. I was upset the other day, and all the electric went in my house, and I had a lady over that I was doing a reading for. She kept looking at me like I did it on purpose. I was like, no. My energy is just to go and flop.
Right. So as we were saying, how can we tap into it? I was saying for a little while, you know, while you were, you know, off, that there are psychics or sensitives that can certainly tune into the vibration, and that you can get on a conscious level to tap into that. So do you want to talk further on that?
Yeah, because basically what we do is you learn that everything is connected to everything else. You know, we're all
right.
Connected by a strand of energy. And, you know, so we can basically tune in. So as an example, the Akashic Records are at a very specific level of vibrational energy. So a tiny minuscule point in the universe that's primordial is really what we look at it as. And tapping into that knowledge, past, present, or future, tells you the direction that you're in at the present without changing anything. So, of course, we all have free will, and anything can be changed. So nothing's written in stone, right? So we're tapping into a limited source. So different psychics see it in different ways. You know, as we were saying, they could see it as a book and open it, or they can sit down at the table and open it in all different forms. Basically, they're envisioning it in literal terms in order for the person to obtain the information needed. So they are picking up information in a form that's understandable to them. However, when you're trying to tune in psychically and intuitively in that gut feeling, okay, the way you would do it is really pay attention to your very first instinct when you get it. Like, you know, we said before, when you first meet somebody, a lot of times you either like them or you don't, and they didn't even say hello yet, right?
Yeah.
You know? So when you get that feeling, you're tuning in. So if you get an off feeling, you're just going to look at it. It can be an acquaintance, but you can't trust them. Or not
right,
a friend.
Right.
Now, the more you move on those instincts, you know, and realistically, we can't always because we deal with other people. But as much as you can, the more you move on that first instinct, the more your energy level and vibrational level moves up. So you can start tuning in more and more frequently. You won't become more accurate because that's 100% accurate as it is. The frequency will change. And with the frequency, you're going to start tuning in more. So that's a great way is for everybody to be able to do that.
Well, that's interesting. What you're saying is practice makes perfect.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It increases the energy level each time we do it then.
And then the higher you get vibrationally, okay, the easier it is to tune in something like you said.
So let me find, I mean, just to get down to like the basics, what is the difference between a psychic reading and an Akashic reading then?
Okay. Well, a psychic reading basically, it can come from a spirit guide as information, a universal force, relatives that pass, angels, ancestors. I look at it as I go directly to my source. You know, some people call it God. You know, some people have a different name, Mother Earth, Father Sky, whatever resonates for you, it's still your source. Okay.
Right.
And basically the vibrations need to match that of the vibrational level of your source up to a point. You know, as an example, if you, and it has to match you. So say your belief system doesn't have angels. You're not going to be tuning into an angel because it has no meaning to you. You're going to tune in to whatever vibrational frequency a spirit or a spirit guide or whatever you connect with has. Okay? So basically, as an example, the vibration of the earth compared to people is different vibrations. So when you look at the earth is 100,000 vibrations per second.
Right. Okay.
Where with people, we're at about 80,000 per second, unless you're talking to a healer. When a healer is in the state of healing, while they're healing, they will match the vibration of the planet. We do that shamanically, different forms of healers. And then, of course, after you're done with the healing, you go back to the natural state that we have. Now, the Akashic records are different. Akashic records incorporate our personal, universal, planetary evolution. So when tuning in for yourself, it will tell you where you are in your evolution, what will help you more to move forward. As an example, I had a client with a lot of health issues, and when you tune into the Akashic records, I can't explain it more than it's a totally different feel, okay, because it's very direct. So it's there's no other way to explain that. It's just a totally different feel when you tune into that. And basically what I saw was that in one of his past lives, he displayed a lot of ego and superiority, which reflected in his health now. So once he called in the law of grace, then he started to cancel out his attitude and, in turn, canceled out his karma. So there is something that you can do to make it work. So the way the law of grace works, just really quickly, is if you did something in your past or in a past life or, you know, just 2 months ago, okay, and you truly in your heart feel you shouldn't have done it. It could have been a conscious situation, or it could have been, you know, you made a mistake, but you feel like you really shouldn't have done it. If you call in the law of grace, okay, that will cancel out the negative karma with it, as long as truly in your heart you really mean you're not going to do this again. And then you have people saying, oh, I'll never do that again. They forget that the universe can tell the difference. They're not talking to the person.
That's true.
It doesn't work.
Right.
So the Akashic is just very, very, very direct. And you feel like you're in, it's like being sucked into the black hole. Was that a good way to put that? Probably not. But you feel like you're in a totally different environment, for lack of a better word, where when you're working psychically, you don't have that feel. You're just tuning in directly for the information.
Yeah, because with the when you're doing a psychic reading, you're closer to your level of consciousness here as opposed to the Akashic records, which is like higher in a vibrational
exactly.
level.
Exactly. It's kind of like going out of body to tap into the information and then coming back with it. You know, whereas you're doing the psychic reading, you don't necessarily do it in that way. Now, when we do mediumship work, we can go out of body. But there's so many other ways to do it. It's like, why? Why me? You know. But there are different methods. But the difference is when you're doing a psychic reading, you're aware of where you are. You're aware you're talking to the person. All the information coming through you is accurate. It's not you. So I always look at it as if you are the best psychic on the planet, the best thing you can say about yourself is that you're okay as a tool, because none of the information is you.
Right. Well,
so
that's true. Well, that's because we're basically a conduit for the energy source to bring that information through us to the person that we're giving that information to.
Exactly. I always look at it, if you have the person that you're doing the reading for at one end of the phone and your source at the other end of the phone, it's kind of like you're the wire. It's like, eh.
Yeah.
You know, my self-esteem comes from I can drive a car. Can't tell what but fine.
Right. So, let me ask you. Well, you know, I was about to say, because you were mentioning, you know, I was talking about Edgar Cayce earlier. When he was tapping into the Akashic Records, he was in a trance-like state, and he was able to get to that other level of consciousness in order to bring back that information to these people who needed it. So, and you know, and I think I recall, and I hope I'm correct in this, that he saw it as, I think when he was describing it in, you know, one of the many books that was written about him, that what he saw was like a hall of records. And he was basically picking up that information, like going to the exact spot for that person, for all the information that can be given about that person. So, you know, that I mean, it's amazing the information that he was able to give people. I mean, past life, you know, information. I was able to tap into medical, you know, solutions and all that.
Things that you would never know in your normal state.
Right. Yeah, because if you think about it, Edgar Cayce was not a, you know, a really highly educated man. You know, he had, you know, just an average education. And he certainly didn't know anything about medical, you know, level information. And he was able to do amazing things for people. We're coming down to the last 2 minutes of the show. Do you have any quick last-minute things that you would like to say?
Okay, well, basically, I just want to say that it's always wonderful when people call in and they listen to the show, and we're going to bring a lot more information and different varieties of the psychic, spiritual, metaphysical field. And until then, may God bless you abundantly.
Yes, and thank you all for joining us this evening on Hidden Mysteries, and to be sure to mark us as your favorite so that you continue to receive information or notifications of upcoming shows. And visit us on facebook.com/mquestmedia, and there you can send either comments or suggestions for upcoming shows. Maybe there is a you know, a topic that we haven't exactly covered as yet. Maybe you'd like for us to discuss that. So let us know. Again, you can get in touch with Reverend Maria at mariadeandrea.com, or you can call her at 631-559-1248. So in the meantime, have a nice night, and thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you next time on Hidden Mysteries.